Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself. We gotta do it together. A life of wealth. We living like the living. Forever, let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT. Super fantastic family. Today is Friday, February the 28th, 2020. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. It is another Friday, and nobody is surprised at what we're about to say. Well, some people might be surprised, but most of us know we got just what we expected. So, all right, Ray, you put out anything today, yesterday?
Let's see. We had some updates. Sure, let me go back and grab Thursday update, and then we did a Friday morning. So we'll start with Thursday. The vote for Alawi's cabinet has been postponed. One report indicates Sunday, and one report indicates Saturday for reconvening to vote. Iraqi TV is showing a small representation of parliament members at Thursday's session. Citizens are angry and took to the streets, burning tires and throwing rocks through windows. Reportedly, a quorum was not established due to threats from Sadr's ministers not appearing at the session. A source reports that 4 o'clock Iraqi time today is targeted to possibly reconvene parliament for a vote. Time will tell. And then a little note, we were given the incorrect time earlier, so that 4 o'clock was Iraqi time, not Eastern time. So the first time the text went out, it did say 4 o'clock Eastern time. So I want to correct that confusion. Then on this morning's Friday morning update, Sully was interviewed on Iraqi TV stating that the deadline for Alawi's government approval moved to March 8, citing that holidays in February didn't count as business days. Major leaders in Iraq are indicating that Alawi's cabinet will be accepted on Saturday. The morning news is already broadcasting as if the cabinet is all but confirmed and will pass without incident. The Kurds claim that they are still in debate with Alawi's selections regarding voting on Saturday. Time will tell. That's it for the updates.
You know, I'm wondering, is the morning news just as confused as we are? Because God knows, it changes just like the morning newspaper. Every other hour, they'll put out something else. So, where are we at? Some people think it's going to happen tomorrow. There are other articles out there guaranteeing it's not going to happen tomorrow. Now, they say it's not going to happen tomorrow because there are already meetings taking place wondering who the President of the Republic is going to appoint next. They're trying to decide because it's strictly up to him. He doesn't have to do anything with Parliament, anybody else. It is strictly going to be his choice. But they already started discussing it today, having meetings about it. So we don't really know what's going to happen. We're doing just what we said on Wednesday, and that's waiting to see what's going to happen on Saturday. So there we are. There's no IV today. Anybody surprised? Oh, yeah, I know. It's thousands and thousands of people are surprised because I got no less than 6-7 texts and articles last night, phone calls about all these gurus telling you that the RV was yesterday, that we're going to be at the bank this morning and everything's going live, which I don't understand. I mean, and I don't understand it not because, you know, everybody's wrong. We've been doing this for years, guys. And you know we have, and we've been wanting it to happen, saying it's going to happen, and almost happening. Except now, at this point, everybody, I don't care who you are, I mean, you're involved in this, has got to realize this is not going to happen if they don't have a government. I mean, that don't even make sense to anybody. I mean, how could it make sense to anybody? It's not going to happen if there's no government in place. Who's going to make the decisions? How do they do the RV when the RV is in the budget? There's nobody to pass the budget. You guys aren't even making good common sense putting out all this information and this hype and getting me all these phone calls and all these idiots, and they know who they are. And I can post them all if y'all want me to so you can see what I see because it's ridiculous, the stuff. And someone putting out the same thing every other day. And don't know. I guess it is just Denar land. Could be, but it's ridiculous land. Yeah. The banks still thought something was going to happen by the 4th. And they did because they thought, again, they were going to take the vote this time. Because everything's so confident. Everything is so positive. Everything's being broadcast on the TV. But it's going through. And then it didn't go through again on Thursday. On Saturday, we're going to see what happens. But I'm not being negative because we know it has to happen sooner or later. But I'm telling you, they already brought up Monday's not the deadline anymore. It went from the 2nd to the 8th. There's only 3 holidays in there, they said, but they added 6 days. So, okay. From the 2nd to the 8th, he now has, which means they can play this game for another whole week, at least until they reach a deadline. Or they could just vote tomorrow and let it all be over. A lot of people agree and say to them, they're going into a constitutional crisis by not doing this, by not having this vote. And if they let the deadline come, it's a new crisis for them that a bunch of people don't want to be in because it could give the UN and the US the opportunity they've been waiting for to step back in and take over. So they're rolling the dice. They're playing the game. We're going to see what happens as far as that goes. So anyway, bank people are excited just to be talking again, being told that they can't go on vacation again, don't schedule any days off, because yes, they're hearing all that. None of that. Cancel all the vacations. Sorry, we think something's about to happen. So we got now to the 8th of March, which will probably go to the 15th of March. But it will be in March. How about that? I think they're running out of time. Now, the only bad part in all of it, Sadar is threatening members, as the news said, not to show up in Parliament because Iran's not getting their way. Sadar is their guy, and they're trying to take it right to the last minute, hoping they can force what they want. But we'll see what happens. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay, let's see. Question section Alpha 13. Does the decline in the stock market an indicator that the Army will be saving grace to save the world economy? Oh, okay.
All okay, right. So... you want to say something good?
No, I was just going to try to straighten out that language, but you understood what it said, so we'll go with it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, one word too many right there somewhere.
Okay. The RV was never meant to be the saving grace of the global economy. It is meant to be the change, and that's the GCR, not the RV of the dinar, but the GCR, Global Currency Reset, was going to do that anyway. The RV is not going to save this stock market. It has nothing to do with the RV, with the exception of one thing we can look forward to, and it came out again this morning. They want to redo the budget, which we knew was going to happen. They did that last week or 2 weeks ago. We did some of the paragraphs in there, and we're ready to submit it. Except now they want to change the rate from $53 a barrel down to $40 a barrel because of what we see in the global market and what they think the future is going to be. The U.S. already lost $1 trillion in the last week. They don't think it's going to come back as fast as it went away. They don't think right now with everything that's going on in the market, which we'll see, Apple's having issues. All the major companies have an issue getting parts and equipment and stuff from China and everywhere else. Countries are shutting off their borders. They're slowing down markets and all that. So, yeah, it is causing an issue. It is going to be a reason that Iraq right now is supposed to be sending 1 million barrels of oil a day to China. They're saying they can't do that. because the companies are cutting down. That's affecting their revenue, which is affecting their budget that they haven't even started using yet. They haven't paid out any of the budget yet. Even though they said they're going to do 1/12 every month, they haven't paid anybody any of it. And now they're talking about adjusting the whole budget so that it makes sense based on what's going on in the global economy. It could take some time, so we'll see if that indeed happens. But no, it's not saving grace. The market's not going down so that the RV can save the globe. No. Good.
Okay. Lena says, Tony, you mentioned Wednesday that the bank said not to look for anything until after March 4th. What is this, what is the significance of the 4th?
I have no idea. I just passed on the information. That's the date they told their people. We don't look for anything to happen until March the 4th. Now, could have simply been when they're going to vote. They're going to put the new people in. They're going to do this with the budget. And there's how many days it's going to take us to get it out and to the public. Now, I don't know what their actual roadmap says, but when they had their meeting, that's the date they gave them. So, what's next?
If the problem with Iraq is Iranian influence and corruption, why are we concerned with what the banks are saying, especially when the banks have never been accurate?
Well, guess what? Nobody has ever been accurate. So why are we concerned with what anybody's saying? Because we want the information. Because we want to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Because we want to understand where we're at in this process. That's why we want to know what everybody's saying, not just one individual, not just one organization, because nobody is telling us Wednesday morning at 9 a.m., go stand outside the bank and be ready to get your money. It's not how it works. We're concerned with what the banks say, because that's where you're going to get paid at, the bank. Okay, what's next?
Let's see. Scotto says, what is the rate on the ZIM and the contract rate on the ZIM? Thanks for all you.
Oh, no, you got to ask Ray.
Do. Outlaw's basis with that. What, 11? I think the basic
11 to
rate
22.
Was 11 to 22. And,
yeah.
Might
if be
there's 34. A contract rate. Okay. Believer 2
anyway,
says.
Anyway, ask Ray. He'll tell you. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, sorry.
I believe it too is asking stock market questions that we address. Easy Money says, after 10 plus years of this, none of the reoccurring Iraqi political speculation makes sense to me anymore. Creates a level of anxiety. Okay, with that said, would you consider adding probability alerts to your weekly tweeting notifications when appropriate? No. Let's see. I don't know what a probability alert would be. So.
Hold on. Sorry, guys. Hold on. All right. Go ahead, Red. Sorry.
Just for me, monitoring these notifications are preferable than tuning in, hearing someone say or ask in your heart of hearts, where have you been, Easy Money? Nobody said that in a while. I don't think they want to dare mess with that. And anyway. That's what that question was asking about, adding some probability alerts into texting. Okay, let's go to High Praise. In the past, it has been stated that we will have to exchange in the Federal Reserve District of our residence. I haven't heard any updates recently, but has that changed? And will we be going to exchange sites outside our Fed district that may offer more bank options than our district has? We haven't heard any updates on that, have we? I haven't. You still there?
I I haven't heard any change to that at all. Nothing. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, we haven't heard any changes, so status quo for the time being. Noble Lion 77, what do you see as the tipping point that would cancel the RV of Iraqi dinar? Did that happen to Vietnam, since that country can no longer decide for itself to RV the dong?
What do I see as the tipping point to this not happening?
That would cancel the RV of the Iraqi dinar.
Well, there's nothing going to cancel it. Excuse me. Only thing that can happen is it can continue to be delayed, but it won't be canceled. Because of all the agreements that were in place already, Paris Agreement, everything else, because of the Iraq economy's potential, which, you know, articles come out every day, every time they're the fourth richest country over there in their area, and everything they have to offer, at some point, it will, in fact, happen. We just don't know how much of this BS we got to go through, or when Iran will finally give up one way or the other, and that is give up to the U.S. what they want so they can release them or give up this stranglehold. And that's only if the Iraqi people decide that they're going to make them do that. But as far as it never happening, I can't see anything except a total collapse of the country government, which wouldn't happen because the U.S. has too much invested in it. And again, the U.N. and the U.S. would go back in and take over before that happens. No, that's the ideal situation. I mean, everybody wanted Iraq to have their own country, go do their own thing, grow up, become a great democracy, and we go on. But the bottom line is, should they not do that? Especially with this administration right now, they would go in and take the whole thing and just say, okay, we're here, we're running it, and here go your people. But because of the money, not because of the people, it's because of the money already invested in the country and the potential of what the U.S. has coming out of the country. They would never let this just go. There's too much for the two countries who put this together initially, okay, for the two guys, and you guys know who those guys are, which I can't talk about them. But anyway, so I don't ever see this going away. It's just how long will it last, that's all. All right, what's next?
Light Spirit says, what happens if they block things past the 8th? Is that mandatory as in the Constitution?
If they block things past the 8th, then he just appoints somebody else. And then they'll go through that process of Parliament doing that, which... Guys, I tell you guys, a month ago, that could very well be their plan. Drag it out for a month doing this. At the end, they'll like go in and appoint who he wants to appoint. And they say, hey, this time we're going to do it because we had no choice. And they'd be all Iran surrogates. That could happen. We'll see if it does. Now, if it does, we could expect the people to be in such an uproar that, you know, it doesn't last if they chose to do that. But we'll see what the plan is. What's next?
All right. Sadie says, I bought gas this morning in Dallas for $1.96. I thought they need a better price for a barrel of oil to RV this thing. Your opinions, please.
You bought gas for $1.96. And you're complaining about it? Is that what I'm hearing? Well, you want the price of oil to be up higher so the RV can happen. Well, everybody wants it to be up, too. I wish it was up to $100 because we could get more for our money than we are. But the reality is they had set the rate at $53. Back in September, October, and November, it was a good rate. It was a good rate in January for them to have their budget because they were having a surplus. But just like I was telling you guys Wednesday, and I told you before, every day things happen. I said I wouldn't hold on to my currency because I don't know what's going to happen 3 months, 6 months, 18 months from now. Remember that? This is the same way. Anything that happens in the world could change the rate, could devalue it, could affect the global economy just like we're seeing right now. Wasn't from war, anything else. We're talking about people coughing around the world is affecting the global economy. Now, of course, some people are dying behind it, too. So we'll see how that works out. But, yeah, they would. And that's what I tell you this morning. They're saying, hey, we might have to redo the budget. And it's being suggested that we redo it at $40 a barrel versus the $53 a barrel that we already had. Then they'll have to make that adjustment. And we'll have to wait until they make that adjustment if that's what they decide to do before they open the budget. It could happen. All right, what's next?
Okay, Jim in KC says, this quote is from one of the articles that's in the Post. It says, he explained that, in quotation, the government will pass tomorrow, Saturday, whether by voting for all blocks and components or through the majority present in the House of Representatives. Question, is this a way of getting around the need for a quorum?
Well, they need a quorum either way. So, and a lot of articles that we've seen so far like that just come out and don't mean anything. Doesn't mean it's really going to happen until it does happen. So, and as components, they still got to have the numbers. They have to have 166 votes in Parliament for it to pass. So they have to get the people there. So I really can't tell you. Somebody's just putting out news. There'll probably be three or four articles out again today saying something similar or close to it. But they're all positive it's going to happen. But we'll see if it does. What's next?
Okay. IFY says, we talk about five currencies in the first basket. Do you have resources for separate intel on the ZIM, Afghani, and the Rupiah? If so, can you expand on this information today?
We talk about five currencies, but do we have information or resources for the other ones? We have
separate
the same resource,
on,
I think, or intel that we've always had on those currencies, and that is the people at the bank looking at the screen telling us what the rates are going to be. So we haven't talked to anybody in Zimbabwe. I'm not having conversations with any of their government people, anything else. I told you from the beginning, our information about the ZIM came from the Treasury or people at the Treasury at the time gave us the information on the ZIM. The information on the other ones actually came from individuals at the Exchange Center themselves. All right.
Okay. Frazier, 2013, says, if they change the budget to reflect $40 a barrel, will that in turn affect the price we get for exchange?
It won't affect our bottom line price because they already set the rate, and the rate isn't based on the price of oil. They set the rate based on historic values of promises and agreements that were made already. Their budget is the amount they intend to spend on the year, how it comes. So, no, that will not affect the rate as it comes up.
All right, let's go live. We'll start with our live callers, 865.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. I appreciate your helping us to continue to connect the dots. If I may, just kind of backtracking, I wanted to be sure that I heard you say this, Tony, in your opening commentary.
I didn't see
about
it. Whatever it was, I didn't see it. But go ahead.
Well, then who did say it? that the you were reiterating the commentary about the banks on March 4th, that they were thinking that it was would happen by March 4th. I wanted to be sure I heard you say that that is what they still are thinking.
That is what they're thinking as of this morning.
Okay, that's what I wanted to be sure that I was deciphering my notes correctly on that. You also, in your opening commentary, were kind of reminding people how we really are seeing mixed messages coming out with respect to the voting that, of course, we had been high anticipation that it was going to be Wednesday, and then it got delayed, and then we thought Sunday, and now everything seems to be pointing toward tomorrow. The sources that you are relying on, how confident are they about tomorrow being the day? Did they give you any feel for that or what?
Nope. And I'll tell you why. Because they all thought it was going to be last week. And then after that. And they're just as frustrated as me and you, to tell you the truth. They had a plan based on this is going to go through. But then I guess, you know, Sadar had 50-something people out there, and they're threatening ministers that they better not show up, so they're not showing up. So I really think until they resolve the Sadar issue, it's not going to be a vote. Because if all he has to do is put that out there and threaten them, and they don't show up, then they won't, and the clock will run out. Again, could be exactly what Iran wanted to do, and say, you guys go do it over. Because we can get that much money, you know, while you're figuring it out again. So I think everybody's at the point where it is where they're at. Today, it was announced on television in the articles that Alawi has officially said he will not show up at Parliament. He's not even showing up for the vote. That's what he said. Until you call me and tell me there's 166 people sitting in that room. He said, until that happens, I'm not even showing up. So that's where they're at.
Kabuki theater at its grandest to hear.
Yeah.
What has been puzzling to me in all of this is that more and more of the politicians who in the past seem to have masked themselves fairly well in terms of their Iranian leanings and the like. In the last 3 to 4 weeks, they've started to become more apparent, Sadar being kind of high on the list for that. Are they, you know, how much of a risk are they running that as they are having the curtain pulled back more and more on them, that they will see themselves no longer holding positions of authority because the people have toppled them?
Well, that's why they're doing what they're doing, because they know it. Now, so the argument today was, hey, we want these people to be the ministers because you said they would still be subordinate to us. That was the big argument. We want these guys because they're still going to do what we say do, regardless if they're ministers or not. That's what they're fighting for, their very lives, and still a share of power, because I can still tell this guy what to do. Now, if that doesn't happen, they know their whole livelihood is in jeopardy, because not only are they having independence put in there, and that's where it's up to the people, but they're all going to have to run to Iran or somewhere else, because they're all going to be on the wanted list after that, and they know that. So that's what they're trying to prevent. Iran's still trying to get the money, and the people want corruption out of their government. But that's where we're at. Somebody's going to have to win sooner or later. And that's where, you know, if the U.S. and the U.N. have to step in and say, hey, this fight is over, and this is who won. So we'll see.
Okay. Well, hopefully this will turn out to be that day that everything is going to be coalescing and the like. And as one who kind of scans through on the TNT chat thing, this would be a very nice day for Hugs Art. I see that this is her 78th birthday. And I know she hasn't come in to ask for the birthday song, but I wanted to just say happy birthday to Hugs Art, number 78. So this would be a nice happy birthday present for her as well. And then 10 days from whenever this happens, which would put it, like you said, Tony, into March, that's when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project would be. We appreciate it ever so much.
All right.
Connecting the dots.
Thank
you. Take care.
All right. Happy birthday, Hugs Art. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hope I live to be 78 or 87, one of them.
All right, go ahead.
281, area code, you are on.
Hello, Tony and Ray. How you guys doing?
Hello. All right. I'm saying fabulous, sir.
Can you hear me? Okay, good.
I can hear you. I didn't want to. I wanted to hear the birthday song for Hugs Art, but go ahead.
Okay, well. I can hush for a minute if that's what y'all want to do. I don't have a problem with it. Okay, well, some of my questions have been answered because one of them was going to be, will the rate change if they change the price of the oil? If they wait past March 8th and they go in and select a whole new cabinet or whatever it is that they may have to do, can those people go back and change a lot of the contracts and all of the stuff that's already been put in place, which would cause it to delay even more? Is that even possible?
Yeah, it's possible. That's what Curtis Sand is so upset about. That's why they won't vote, because they're saying, we want you to tell us right now you're going to abide by the agreement we made with the last group. And he's saying, no, I'm not telling you that because I don't know that. He said, no, I'm not going to give you those three people because that's not what we agreed to do. So absolutely anything can happen, and they're trying to get all that agreed upon before it does.
Right.
It's no different than our administrations here. They came in and changed everything, didn't they? Look at all the agreements we had around the world. Oh, no, we're not doing that, not doing that, not doing that. Same thing could happen here. And then it'll just be mass confusion. But we'll see.
And a longer delay. Wow. Okay. Well, let's hope not. I hope they get it all together because that wouldn't be
you
good.
You and me both. No.
Yeah, that would not be good. Okay, well, thank you. That was my question. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right.
Bye.
Ready?
386 area code, you're on. 386 916.
I forgot to put my hand down. I'm sorry. My questions were answered. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
303, you are on. 303-725-727 area code, you are on.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, hello? Sir.
Oh, good, good. Good morning, Tony. And
hey,
good
how
afternoon,
you doing?
Ray. Oh, heck. I'm living the dream, man. I'm living the dream. I'm just hoping that I'm not dreaming in the process, if that makes any sense. Tony, you mentioned something that I'm kind of curious about. Are the ministers getting paid? The people, or Parliament, I mean. Is Parliament getting paid during all this?
Well, I don't know if they're getting paid their paychecks on a daily basis or not. I'm sure they are getting paid one way or another because that's what they've been doing. That's what the corruption is about. So as long as those auctions are going on and money's flowing,
I'm sure they're getting their share.
Sure. Sure. Well, that, I mean, that, it seems to me, if that was cut, it'd be like our government, even when they threatened to shut down and so forth, if they were going to be penalized, they'd find a solution. They'd get something done. I mean, that...
No, they wouldn't. You got to realize something. Our government is no different from their government. Every time the government threatens to shut down, none of them go hungry. None of their bills are late. None of them are going to get loans from the bank, anything else. They're going to rip the country off the whole year long. They got plenty of money just sitting there saying we can just wait it out. Iraq is no different. What we do see is more articles of where they're arresting people, government people, for smuggling money, almost $2 billion came out to $1.63 million. They've got one of them for smuggling money. They have another one in these different provinces. Now, they've been arresting them in the last month and a half. Still not going after parliament members yet. But they know their turn is coming because it is becoming very public that they're arresting government officials.
Well, I think that's a good sign, certainly. But I guess the idea that there's going to have to be, a catharsis happen at some point where either the U.S. UN says that's it, if there's another delay, or to shut it down because they're not going to, just a lot, because the longer they wait, the more they steal. And so that, when's enough, I guess, is what my first thought is.
Well, that is part of it. I mean, it's somewhere, and that's what I say, it's going to have to end sooner or later. Everybody's going to get enough of it. No. The matter is, do they do something and the people get in the uproar, or don't do something and the people in the U.S. get in the uproar? Because that's who's going to have to do it. Right there, they're going to say, enough of this mess. And y'all just going, we're just going to take the government over or not. Now, our only failing right now, and their saving grace right now, is they're using this coronavirus to get the protesters to disband, telling them you don't need to be in crowds and people, that it's contagious. Sadar is using it on his people that, and trying to now use it on the protesters as well, and take advantage of this opportunity to break up their groups. And then hopefully not let them get back together and organize. So that's what they're taking advantage of right now. Because you need those groups in the street. They need to cut that economy off. What happened is, so far when the groups start disbanding, when they let them open the bridges back up, start going back to school, everything else, that was the break they needed to say, okay, we can continue doing what we're doing. Because they're letting money flow in the economy again. They're letting businesses work. They're doing everything. They're actually losing power and authority by doing what they're doing. And they let Sadar and his group come in and kind of take control of their movement and then move them over to the side like they were part of them. That worked to their disadvantage. So the moment they realize that and turn the heat back up, the way that they were, start shutting down the economy again, then change will come, because then the U.S. will help them and step in, and the U.N. will step in, and that's when we'll see it.
Yeah. Well, I guess, like you said, we'll wait and see if the vote happens tomorrow. If it happens tomorrow, then that'd be great. But if I was a betting man, I don't think that'd be a bet I'd want to take. Just my sense.
Me either.
But
yeah. It makes sense. And Alawi is saying, hey, guys, when this vote takes place, it's going to be historic. It's going to change our country forever. It's going to change our lives forever. And he's absolutely right. And that's why they don't want it to happen.
Right. Okay, well, gentlemen, keep on keeping on, because it's it makes a difference when you guys are around to field the questions and that kind of stuff. And I think there's probably no greater feeling you can have than to know that you make a difference. And indeed you do. So my appreciation to you both. So have a great day.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend.
Hey, you too.
All right, sir. Thank you. All right, 610, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man.
Hey, G-Man.
VA.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And it's another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. For all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic. And you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, sir. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
You're welcome, Tony. All right. You also.
All right. And next up we have 281 area code. You are on. Oh, excuse me. What happened to that one? All right, it fell off, so we'll go to 208.
I'm going to VA.
You are
now
on. 208 area code.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. We hear you.
Hey. I don't feel like we're any closer than we were 10 years ago,
hey,
5 years ago, or last year.
Okay, can you take us off speakerphone, though?
Is that your television? Turn your television down, take us off speakerphone.
Turn that down.
Where's the... Okay, there we go.
Oh, don't do it that way. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now we can hear you. Yes, sir.
Yes, I was wondering, I don't feel we're any closer to the RV than we were 10 years ago, 5 years ago, or last year, do you?
I don't feel I'm any closer to the bank because it's still 5 blocks away. But anyway, we are light years from where we were 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and even 5 months ago. All the things that have been accomplished that we didn't know had to be accomplished or required to make this happen have been done. So, yes, we are a lot closer than we've ever been by the fact that we're just now waiting on the budget. So far, and what we've known, every law that we've ever even thought about has been passed, activated, was going to be when this budget goes into place. Every rule, every protection, everything that every administration has wanted so far has now been completed. We're down to the very end of things, which we were in 2014, and that is deciding how to get Iran out of Iraq, how to get them out of their politics, how to get them out of their financial system, because that's what it's down to again. It didn't happen in 2014, years since, because we were arguing about the defense and interior ministers, who was going to control the money. Well, we're right back here now that we're arguing about the entire parliament budget and who's going to be in there. So we have the people on our side this time. That's the difference. Because we have the laws in place this time, and the U.S. can step in and say, no, you're breaking not just your laws, but international laws, and that's why we put them in there, so we can go and do that. The U.S. has put sanctions on key people, individuals, companies, organizations, that they now know has been smuggling all the money and everything else. So we are a lot closer than we have been. Do what?
Okay, I hope you're right.
I'm right. We're still not there.
Well,
but we're a lot closer. Okay.
Have a great weekend, now.
All right, thanks.
How much do I owe you?
Nothing.
Okay, Ray.
269. 269.
Yeah, 269. You're on. Hi, this is Happy Juan Walter. How you doing?
Hey, sir.
Super fantastic. How you doing?
Excellent. Excellent. Tony, are you still really giving away Bentleys at that party after the RV?
Absolutely.
Really? Was it like a drawing or something? You did, or you just pick out your favorite people?
I'm going to look around the room and say, you get a Bentley, and you get a Bentley, and you get a Bentley. Something like that.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much. I'm on the Sunday Wrap session, you know, with Ray. Ray, I have a question for you. Is that okay?
Sure.
Did you find out if those Iraqi banks in Dearborn, Michigan, you could turn in 25K notes to them and then just let them sit as Iraqi dinar in as a deposit? And then
no.
When an RV... Oh.
No.
You didn't find out? Oh, okay.
Well, we weren't expecting to hear that anyway. It was anticipated that they were going to be doing that post-RV, not pre-RV.
Okay,
banks in that area.
Okay, great. Well, you guys are the best. Thank you very much for all. I've been on the call for, let's say, I don't know how many years I've been on here. I never got to talk to you guys, but can't wait to meet you. I hope I'm one of the Bentley guys.
Well, yeah, you know, Ray, maybe he'll give you one. But all right.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you later. All right. 862 area code. You are on.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray. Can you guys hear me okay?
Hey. Yes, okay.
Yes, sir.
This is Mr. CIA, in case you didn't recognize the voice.
Okay.
Got a couple of questions for you, Tony. You were saying before that the IMF or the UN and the U.S. would eventually end up in there selecting the government. I forget which one of those agencies or which ones of those agencies you mentioned.
Okay.
Can you Can you tell me which one? Well, actually, it doesn't matter. But I would just say that how much of the swap out of the government might be be replaced? Is it just going to be Alawi and his cabinet, or would it be the representatives that are currently holding government posts?
All right. To answer your question so far, the U.S. has picked every president for Iraq so far. All right. They just believed them when they told them they were going to be on our side, even though they weren't. All the way back from the very first one after the war, all the way to Mahdi and who it is right now. The U.S. has always had to sign off on it. And up until this point, it will continue that way. So Iran has had some say-so in it by putting like Maliki in there, Ali in there. But they, at some point, even Maliki convinced the U.S. that he was going to do what we wanted him to do. But once he got in there, he did what Iran wanted him to do. So we made the selections, and we live with the mistakes that we made so far. They're going to replace all the ministers right now. That's what he's doing in putting his government together. If the U.S. comes in, they'll replace the key ministers just like they have the last couple of times, not just the prime minister, and then they'll go from there.
Going from there, does that include the representatives as well, down to that level?
Well, I don't know if they're going to replace all 380 of them, and the U.S. is not going to name them. They're going to let them name some of their own people. So I'm sure we're going to have the final say-so over the agreement, but they're going to go through the process. You got to realize, everybody, it's not to go in and say, hey, we're running your country, we're ruling it. It's to go in and say, hey, we're making things right for the people and giving the people the say-so. Because that's the important thing that has to happen. The people have to think they're running their country, even though they're not.
Okay. Well, that's a good point and a key point, because then it would make me wonder why Seder can't realize that there's probably more that they stand to lose if this happens versus, him continuing with his antics of, you know, trying to buy time until things just totally fall apart.
Okay, but it's not him.
It's
the Speaker of the
Iran.
He's the Iranian back. He has to call the vote, not Saylor. He already did his part. He said, I picked this guy. Now you guys got to do your part. Have the vote. But he's not in charge of the vote. They're in charge of the vote.
But you said
so
that Saylor
they can put
would...
it off. They know what's coming. They've talked about it. We're going to have a constitutional crisis. You're going to plunge the country into depths of despair if we continue down this road. If we let this fail, they had articles out about it. They talked about it on TV. They just think, well, let's just tear it up to the last 30 seconds and then make a decision. Or, like the guy said, okay, jump off the river. I mean, jump off the bridge. Jump off the cliff. See what's down there. But once you do, know that it's done. And that's what it's coming to. Iran doesn't care either way. They're saying, yeah, push them off. You're still going to have money. It's still going to flow, and we're still going to steal it because all you idiots are still going to give it to us. All you did now was put your country in the same position our country is in, and we're still going to feed off of you until you get where we're at, 70-80% poverty, or until your people rise up and say, we've had enough. But the point is, if they do that, now we're starting over, but the U.S. is in charge, just in charge. Now we have to go in and select these new people and do that.
Yeah,
but we'll see which way
it goes.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, that's what I was trying to flush out of that. So thanks for addressing that, and I appreciate what you guys do. Keep doing what you do, and all the best. All right.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
303 area code. You are on.
Hold on for a minute.
All right, hold on.
I need everybody to understand this. Hold on.
Hold on a second.
We're just going through the possibilities and the negative of things that could happen. Doesn't mean they're going to happen. Right now, and up to this point, everybody was positive this vote was going to go through. The minute it does, the banks are ready to go. Money's going to flow, and the whole world is going to change, both theirs and ours, which could still happen by Wednesday. We just don't know how far they're willing to take this, but we're going to see. All right.
Okay. Now we'll hear from 303 area code.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen, and I appreciate you taking my call. I was trying to hold for you on Wednesday, and I'm sorry I was at the middle of a doctor appointment for my bunny, and he ran late and over, and so if you tried me again today, I was again on the phone with him. So I apologize for that. My question from Wednesday was answered. I listened to the call later after I got back. And the only thing that I want to clarify, and I think you've clarified it, is that when you said Saturday, Tony, you were talking about this upcoming Saturday and not the 12th, correct?
I'm talking about tomorrow, Saturday.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's kind of where I thought you were, but I just wanted to be 100% clear on that. And again, I appreciate everything you do. We're finally almost in your birthday month as well as mine, so we'll be looking forward to both of us celebrating that. And
okay.
With that, I will yield back. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. 808. Area code, you are on. 808-741. Okay. 281. Area code, you are on.
Well, hi, Tony. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning.
I've been with you really for about the last 10 years, and you've been doing a very good job. However, my situation right now is kind of just seems hopeless to a certain extent. I'll tell you why. Iran is about four times bigger than Iraq, and they have maybe 2.5 times as many people. And they've completely infiltrated Iraq to the point where they're kind of controlling everything. And here's my dilemma right now. A lot of people on the call, although 90% of them say they're doing great, a lot of the people on the call are not going to make it by the time this thing goes. I think it's going to go. I'm a septuagenarian, and I have a feeling that your friend from Washington State, he might pop off, and maybe even Danny from Dallas. He's getting to be 70, and I'm the 70. So my main concern, really, Tony, is this. It's the timing of it. I don't know if you realize this, but you're the only one that, which is really very positive, that puts a lot of the onus on this RV not going on Iran and their control of everything and them stopping everything and the auctions and everything else. Everybody else, it's unbelievable. Everybody else is ready to go. Trump has already signed it and everything else. But I think the real case is where you're coming from is the Iran control of the government, and this is going to take a long, long time. As I'm really afraid, to be honest with you, that a lot of us, your listeners, are not going to make it. If you know, everybody, so we said this, don't forget, we said this years ago, it's going to happen at any time. And here we're we're going into March already, and things are still in the air. And I'm trying to now figure out what kind of realistic thing we have here, because it has, see, Iran has to be out of the loop, and they're not going to be out of the loop in the near future. I don't think it's going to be virtually a war through year with them, and I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think, in my opinion, it might not happen this decade. I hate to say this, and I'll be long gone, and so will your friend from Washington, the guy that started it all, Oki is going to probably be gone, and it's very frustrating. Luckily, you'll still be around, and probably Nugget Girl will be there, and the other 281 girl. One thing about 281, there you go. She's always doing good. You know, every time I ask her, she's doing good. Everybody's doing great. I mean, it seems to me that this sounds a little sarcastic, but it seems to me that 90% of your people invested into the Iraq as an investment, and if it happens, it happens, and if it doesn't happen, well, okay, we'll just wait. Now, I hate to be so morbid, but a few of my friends, hate to say it, committed suicide over it. Basically, they counted on it, and they waited and waited, and what blessings. I don't know this for a fact. They died suddenly, and they really got the details on it. But one guy is telling, this is like a year ago, he said, I can't hold out any longer. I said, it's supposed to happen, and I can't do it. I'm running over. Another guy, I suspect, he died suddenly, and he was, you know, complaining about it. I don't know how, and I know some of your people on the call are very frustrated. Not many, but I have a feeling that, you know, sometimes people count on it so much that, oh, it's going to happen, and it doesn't happen. And realistically, they're going to say, like my friend from a year ago, he says, you know, it's not going to happen. And I hate to say, but he was right. Now, how
okay,
are we going
let me tell
to
you this.
That?
Real quick. All right, let me tell you this, because I hear you. Feel for Danny in Dallas now that you done put that on him. You know, he's just not going to make it. It's somebody else. But I do understand the frustration that people feel in wanting this to happen and have been waiting for it to happen. So, and you talked about the other gurus, because I'm the only one that's telling you that this is based on Iran, the economy, or real life situation. And here's why. For years and years, we have heard this is going to happen. The banks have geared up for it to happen, set times, brought people in, put them up in hotels. The whole thing wouldn't let them go home, restricted their movements, because everybody was sure this was going to happen and it was going to go through. But even during those times, I've always told you the U.S. was fighting position. It was a matter of, were they about to get those positions? Where they're going to revalue this money and then stop all the corruption. But as time has gone on and it's come up, they decided, well, we're going to stop the corruption first. We're going to cut off all the smuggling and routes in that. We're going to try and strangle Iran even more, because that's what it's been about, Iran through Iraq. Trying to get control and get Iraq to become a democracy so Iran can't do what they're doing. Now, we've learned along the ways a lot of things we didn't know. When Bush put this together, he said it was over, it was going to pay for itself. There was no plan to rebuild Iraq. Nobody even cared. They let them do whatever they're doing. Let's take the money and let's run. And we're going to get, but you got to realize, when the plan was put together, there was no Iran situation. Obama came in and he had a deal with Iran as far as all that. We weren't putting all the sanctions on Iran. We weren't trying to strangle them, everything else, and stop all the money. We just wanted to be a democracy. Let's go on. Now, when the agreement went away under this administration, it's a whole different fight. So now all those times we thought we were going to do something, prepared to do something, we aren't doing anything. That's why the banks stopped doing things. Even when we get to that point where it was supposed to go, now it's not because of this. But now we're exposing them. Now all the names are coming out in public, everything else, because they're getting the people to stand up and fight against them, which is giving it more power and, again, more probability that it can, in fact, go. But this is what we know, guys. And the reason different from everybody else right now, there is no government in Iraq right now. There is no budget in Iraq. Iraq has publicly come out and told their people they were going to do this in 2014, but it got messed up. Why? We already know why. Because administration changed. This was supposed to go. Everything else didn't go. So now here we are again. It was going to go in 2014. They've already publicly told everybody that. It was supposed to go here in September, first part of October. It was scheduled to go and be over with, but they had the demonstrators, everything else. Why? Because of the situation with the government. Why? Because of Iran once again. Because we're trying to strangle Iran, and that's the priority now, instead of doing what's supposed to be done in Iraq. And cut them off and make all that public. So here we are. But these guys, gurus, I tell you, I could send them all to you, said this was happening this morning, happening yesterday, going to happen Saturday. How can it happen if there is no budget and the rate is in the budget? How can the budget be passed or opened if there is no government that's authorized to do it? It can't happen. And these idiots that keep telling you it's going to happen soon. How many times have you guys been told, and we can go back through it, Trump signed off. Trump signed off at 12. Trump signed off on Monday, on Wednesday, on Friday, last Thursday. I mean, how many times does he have to sign off? Do you have to listen to that BS? Something this morning said, oh, guess what? It was supposed to go, but the Democrats did this. And they sabotaged the system, or the Democrats did that, and that's why the RV didn't go through. Really? I mean, is that what you really think happened? What Democrat? Did they all get together and say we're going to cancel the RV for Iraq or the GCR for the whole world? For what purpose? Why are the Democrats sabotaging a global economy? Oh, okay. I don't understand that either. But they keep doing that, and they keep telling you things, and we keep hearing it, and it's happening in the hour, and it's happening tomorrow, and this rhythm algorithm here went through, and just a bunch of bullshit. If the banks aren't in place to pay you, how is it going to happen? If the banks don't have people there to open your accounts, to give you the money, to let it go through, how is it going to happen? How many times already have they said the paymasters got paid yesterday? Paymasters are liquid. The paymasters have their money. Only what? To wake up in the morning and nobody has nothing. I mean, how many times are they going to keep saying that when it's not even possible at this point because of what the requirements are? Now, the moment this vote goes through, they have a government again. They can let that budget go. Man, we are ready to go. The banks are ready to go. Everything that has been done is ready to go. It's been sitting there waiting for this budget to go through so we can go through. So until you see that, hear that, know that it has happened, it's not happening. But is it going to happen? Yeah, I absolutely believe it is going to. It's just a matter of whenever one or three people, the UN, the U.S., or the Iraqi citizens say enough is enough. That's when it's going to happen.
But at what point will that be, Tony? I think one of the points I'm making is that some people, most of them on the elderly side, are giving up. They're counting on this, and they saw it's going to happen. And if they think, well, it's going to be another, some people are not going to wait another year. You know, no less, you know, 2 years or 3 years. And my concern a little bit is when two of my friends did die, and I know my talking to them, you know, before that, they said they just couldn't hang on much longer. A lot of these people, what are they going to do? And I says, well, look, I don't think there's going to be any vote on, they're not going to vote this weekend. Because no other reason than that they just don't vote. I mean, they always have a reason. Iran is always going to stop it, and more people that the longer it goes, the more people are going to be dying from natural.
Okay, let me tell you this, though. Okay, there is absolutely nothing you and I or anybody else can do about that except for what I said on Wednesday. I could die tomorrow. Okay, absolutely drop dead in the next 30 minutes. It's a possibility, could happen, but I know my family will benefit from what I prepared, and that's all I can do. It's all you can do, because nobody knows when. I don't know.
You're only 60. You're young, son. You're only 60.
Guess what? Somebody died yesterday was 57. Somebody died the day before that was 38. That has nothing to do with when you die. You die when it's your time to die. I mean, that's what happens. But going through this and preparing, that's all we can do is live life to the best that we can. And I tell you, and I've told you for years, you can't count on this to pay your light bill with. You can't count on this to go on vacation with. You count on this money when it's in your bank account. Up until then, you plan, you prepare, and you take advantage of the opportunity by getting more while you can and not saying, I wish I could have, would have, should have, after it's all over with. That's all you can do. Now, anybody else that is banking on this is what's going to control my life, save my life, and I'm going to get paid on Monday, Tuesday, they're doing the wrong thing.
Well, unfortunately, there's a lot of people in that category. I'm telling you, that's the thing.
Well, listen, we got to get some other questions answered.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye. 386 area code. You are on.
Greetings, Jeff.
Tony. Greetings.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I've got a question for you. A year or so back, when they were putting their government together, they said they had so long to get a viable, stable, or the U.S. would step back in. Seems to me they haven't had a stable, viable government since then.
Well, they had a government up until the time when Mahdi resigned. They had a government. It may not have functioned the way you wanted it to, but they have a government. And it was a viable government, and they can't control it. Now, if they have a constitutional crisis where they have no government and there's chaos and everything, then the U.S., because they do have a government. That's the problem. They still have a parliament. They still have ministers. Okay? So they actually do. Now, if they run out again, the people overrun them. They start destroying the parliament buildings, everything else. Government's out of control. Then they don't have a functioning government. But at this moment, yes, they do.
Okay. Now, another question. See, as I have a 47th anniversary coming up on the 10th of March, birthday on the 14th of March, make me 70. When you go tell me, get off their butts and push the button.
The 10th of March and the 14th of March?
Yeah, a 47th anniversary and 70th birthday.
Well, good. I got an anniversary on the 13th of March and a birthday on the 28th of March. When are you going to tell them to get off their butt and push the button?
Yep. See, I don't have the contacts for them.
My
wife planned 4 days like that, so she only had to buy one present.
Okay. Man. Okay.
All right.
Well, hopefully you'll get it for your birthday instead of for mine. How about that?
All right. Well, that's all I wanted to ask you about. So you guys take care now and have a blessed day.
Take care.
All right.
951 area code. You were on. Okay. Did I get? Okay. 951. 386. You're on. 386 area code.
386 area code.
Another 386?
Oh, I thought I just hit your number. All right, sorry, sir.
We're good.
301. We'll try you.
Good afternoon and good morning, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. I have a quick question about the Zen. Some time ago, you had said that there were, I think it was six zeros, and then whatever numbers were added after that to the Zen. Is that correct? So six zeros with 11 or six zeros with 22? Is that correct, or did I get that wrong?
It was. So you're trying to multiply how much it is?
Yes, sir. You know, whatever I have,
okay,
the noms for the Zim, I'm just trying to multiply it. And I thought that was the formula, but I'm not sure.
Right. 0.6 zeros, 11 through 22, whatever the number is when it comes out.
Okay,
it
I'm
will
sorry.
Six zeros,
say it again?
11.
Six zeros. Okay, I got you.
Six
right.
Zeros, 11. 100 trillion note comes out to $11 million.
Gotcha. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to it. I know we got things happening in life, so we just wait, and it's coming.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right, have a good one. All righty.
All right, Tony. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right,
so
Tony. That was
earlier, guys, hold on. We had two articles come out. One saying to vote for Saturday, one saying to vote for Sunday, as we know. So we don't have to put out anything after the call or tomorrow morning to tell you that urgent on TV right now says allowing calls for postponing the session of the OPEC Parliament to next Sunday. So the vote has absolutely been moved from Saturday to Sunday now. So here we go, as usual. All right.
All right.
All right. What's next?
Wrap up time. That was the last caller. Raise your hand.
Okay. Well, okay, guys. It is what it is. It's going to come down to it sooner or later. Excuse me. There will be a vote sooner or later. And then we'll be done. So it's all good news. It's still going forward. Nothing has stopped. And that's what you need to know. Nothing has stopped. The budget's still sitting there. The banks are still ready to go. They were anticipating Wednesday, which I'm sure that's going to change now since the vote changed. Maybe we're looking forward to next weekend, but we'll see. But I'm going to tell you two things to do. Get more dong and enjoy your day and weekend, because that's what I'm going to do. All right, Ray.
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for this fantabulous Friday, capping out the month, capping out the weekend. We'll see what happens between now and Monday for our next regularly scheduled call. In the meantime, in between time, keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe
pre-approved you for it. Come on, the Guardian.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Go out and enjoy your weekend. We are out of here.